Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Maysoon. I have a new claimant on the line, Kinsa Latif.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, you have her? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay, and you did not already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No, I just filled out the app and getting calls back now.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, I have not.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Unfortunately.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
2017. Into August, like I think it was the 17th or so.
August 17th, 2017?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Uh-huh.
And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
And what was the method of diagnosis? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Yeah, the MRI.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
1/16/88. I also did a biopsy that day, too, with the testing. I don't know if you need to know that. But...
A biopsy as well?
Uh-huh.
Biopsy. Okay. And then for your birthday, I got 1/16, and then I didn't hear after that.
1988.
Okay. And do you know of anyone else who was also injured after taking Depo?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And as far as your usage, were you consuming the name brand injectable?
Yeah.
Okay. So was it the Depo Provera or Depo?
Depo Provera. Provera. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah, I was actually about 7.
Oh, wow. 7 years. And within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, because it was like once every 3 months. So, yeah, that'd be about 4 a year. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes, because it started in 10, so yeah.
You started using it in 2010?
Right.
Okay. And when did you stop using it?
17.
Oh, 2017.
I was on it for quite a while before I started having problems, yeah.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled K-H-A-N-S-A-A.
That's correct.
Right. Last name, L-A-T-I-S?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your email address?
L-A-T-I-S-T-A-S-H-A at Gmail.
Thank you. And then your cell phone number, is it the 404-834-1554?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your social?
524-671561.
Thank you. And then your current home address?
1122 Skyline Lane, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30345.
That was 1122 Skyline Lane, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And then the zip was 30345.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And what was your diagnosing doctor's name and the facility?
I was at Emory. And originally, I was diagnosed by Sharon Britt Harley. Harley, yes, Harley. Bent Harley. No shit. Interesting name. Bent Harley.
Oh, I see. Okay. At Emory Healthcare?
Yeah.
Emory. And this was your diagnosing doctor?
Yeah, the gynecologist and all of that, yeah. She did my my test. No. Mm-hmm.
And is that the one on...
you said who diagnosed me or who told me that I needed to be tested and all of that?
No, the doctor and facility where you were diagnosed.
Oh, no, that was Dr. Ming Li. Yeah, the neurosurgeon. My apologies.
Okay. Was that at the same facility?
Yeah. It's a one-stop shop over there.
Okay, so then Dr. Sharon... Harley
was my
your...
gyno who gave me the depo and then, you know, told me that I needed to get tested after I, you know, started having my problems.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at the Emory Hospital on Clifton Road?
It's... let me look up the address. I don't know the address exactly, but it was the Emory Hospital still. One second. Let me see if that's the correct address, ma'am.
Okay.
Let's go to Google. Emory Hospital. 550 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Atlanta, 30308.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so just so that I have this correct, so you're... diagnosing doctor was Dr. Lee at the same facility.
Correct. Yeah.
And then your prescribing doctor was Dr. Sharon.
Correct.
Okay. And who was your treating doctor?
My treating doctor was Collins. That's who... you know, my oncologist that helped me with radiation and all of that other stuff.
Collins. Was it Dr. Elizabeth Collins or?
Douglas.
Oh, Douglas.
Yeah, the gentleman.
And that was at the same facility?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
Oh, no. No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you have a specific pharmacy you were going to?
Ooh, that's a while back. That was probably a CVS or so or something like that, maybe. I'd have to double check.
Okay, I can put down CVS. Do you know what street it was on, or?
Oh, that was quite some years back. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
Moved a few times since then.
Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't, but I assume that I can retrieve them from Emory if necessary.
Okay, but you can confirm
because I was
that.
Because I was getting some prescriptions just straight from the hospital as well. So, I should be able to get that from them.
Okay. Okay, but you can confirm that your medical records are at the hospital?
Yeah, because I don't have them, so I would assume that they keep that on record.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And then we do also request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Emergency. Who could I trust? sure.
Okay. And does this person live with you?
No.
Okay. And what is your relationship to this person?
She's a friend. For some time.
Okay. And then just their first and last name.
Mila, M-E-L-A, Brown.
That was Mila with an N?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, then I just went ahead and sent over the documents to you. You should receive it as a text link, and I sent it to your email, so whichever one you prefer opening up.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay. I agree. Please. Oops. Well, this does not look like anything.
The information?
No, I meant the signature was
oh.
Bad. I'm trying to fix it. Let me fix it. My mail. Oh, I missed one, I think. You are done signing, is what it said.
Okay. Okay. And then I just sent you another text as well for my direct line, just so you have my number in case you had any questions at all.
Okay.
And then the attorney.
Go ahead.
Sorry. The attorney should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and then tell you the next steps. But I sent you their number in case you missed it or if you wanted to give them a call at some point with any questions.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
No. Well, are you? No. No, I guess not. I'm okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.